Tuesday, March 12th. The living man, he shall praise you. As I do this day, the Father shall make known your truth to the children. Isaiah 38:19. Manasseh, the Old Testament prodigal son. 5. His responsibility. The life history of Manasseh is a fascinating study. The lessons drawn from it reveal much more about the character of both man and God. Man's tendency towards sin and wickedness and God's abounding grace are on full display. We are thankful that Manasseh repented of his sin and was restored. If this had not been recorded for us, it would have left us with a dark picture indeed and a dark legacy. Thank God for his grace. A question sometimes arises in connection with the story of Manasseh. How could someone from such a godly family descend into such wickedness? Who was responsible? In our text today are the words of Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. It was part of his prayer of thanksgiving. The devout king is thankful that God has healed him and given him a new lease on life, an extra 15 years. Then he adds, "The Father shall make known your truth to the children." It was a promise to tell his children about God's wonderful mercy. Parents have a responsibility to bring their children up in the training and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Fathers have a special responsibility, and Hezekiah felt this. Perhaps he tried his best to nurture Manasseh in the faith. Perhaps he failed. We don't know. Sometimes parents put themselves under much guilt when their children do not follow Christ. However, God himself has recorded, "I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." Isaiah 1:2. Who is responsible in this case? God? No. Sinners are responsible for their own sins. However, if we have failed as parents, let us confess this. Be honest with God, learn from it, and then be encouraged. The Heavenly Father is still the God of prodigals. Brian Reynolds.